So let us then move on to the last agenda item, which is any other business. So that's the date of the next meeting. So the date hasn't been fixed yet, and the Secretariat will inform members about the schedule in due course. And I would like to ask member whether you have any AOB. Andy, please, and then Paul.
Just one quick question, Madam Chairman, please. Following on from the Avenue of Stars previously, obvious next question I think that the public will ask once that is open is what happened to the next piece in front of Chim Sha Tsui East? That was originally part of New World's scheme and was taken out, and I know Harbour Office had a plan for a consultancy that came to this committee 6 or 8 months ago, but nothing has happened since. Can we have a quick update?
Yeah, so maybe please. We can pick that up in the next meeting. Yeah, because I think Connie has also made the presentation about that. Okay, all right, Paul.
Yeah, I go to the other side of the Avenue Stars, Star Ferry Piazza. I mean, it's a disgrace. It's a simple disgrace. Now this is a tourist attraction. It's everybody gets through it, and it's a disaster. And we still haven't done anything to at least lift the canopy up. It's like. The whole area is a poor representation of what Hong Kong stands for, and it looks more and more poor as other elements of the waterfront gets done. So it should be a priority scheme to make interim improvements or long-term improvements and have a clear plan, and we've got to move it fast. And I just like to see when are we going to do what to fix this area up, because I think it's a disaster, that it's a shame on Hong Kong.
So I think the Harbour Office will have to pick this up, but unfortunately, unlike the Avenue of Star, that we have this very keen, you know, new world with a private sector and all this investment going into that. For the Star Ferry Pier, I think that really needs some attention, and someone has to take ownership and help to improve the area. So perhaps we can take the initiative and try to see what can be done. Okay, so with that, thanks a lot, and that's conclude our meeting. Sorry, Raymond, you have a...
我支持翻阿婆講嘅情況，尖沙咀嗰個天星碼頭出邊嗰度咧，因為之前之後太多呢啲咁嘅政治爭議咧，而令到而家成個地方係即係嚴重嘅落後同埋即係殘破啦。咁我諗其實當嗰、那個Avenue Star 完成咗之後咧，就大家個壓力又轉移落去一點。咁其實我哋作為一個就海濱管理嘅一個咁樣嘅單位咧，係好容易即係備受批評。另一個好少好少問題啫，先頭我唔方便講嘅就係、是、關於喺嗰、那個Avenue Star 上邊嗰啲雕塑咧，請問增加雕塑嗰啲嘅情況係邊一個批核嘅啫？我當然大家都知道李小龍是一個國際巨星，我自己都是梅艷芳的 fans， 不過我覺得即如果梅艷芳可以放得個雕塑，以後還有即陸續很多就嚟要死的了，那些整整下過百個了，不知道是怎樣去處理的呢？
我想這個呢，即以我的理解呢，就是那個 management committee 會看，而其實呢所有的雕塑呢是香港金像獎的委員會是有很大的一個 involvement 的，是會經過走很多程序，很多不同的 fans club 會談的，好嗎？謝謝，thank you， 拜拜。